Monitor.
Following World War I, Germany was in financial ruins. In the 1920s, the country came up with a scheme to raise money. They issued billions of dollars worth of bonds, guaranteed by the government in gold. Later, the Germans said the bonds, which had supposedly been returned, were stolen. Stolen by the Soviet Army from the Federal Bank's vaults in Berlin. The Guinness Book of World Records lists the plundering of the Reichsbank's reserves as the greatest robbery in history. RCMP Sergeant Joe St. Denis with a commercial crime section in Ottawa says in recent years those bonds have resurfaced.
Well, Mr. Lewis, I think initially the information came through from the FBI. Some information came from foreign authorities in Europe. Another information came from confidential sources that these bonds were on the street or trying to be negotiated not only in Ottawa but in other cities of Canada, not only at the national level but also at the international level.
But the German government has created the problem by saying the bonds are worthless.
What is happening in the cases locally here in Ottawa is that these bonds are used in the negotiations of usually 50, 100,000, $1 million deals involving legitimate businesses. And what they are used for is to create a financial statement that really is misleading and false because there's no value on the bonds at all.
In other words, people have used the bonds as collateral to get loans. The RCMP have charged some of these people with fraud. What makes this seem ridiculous is the fact the bonds are real. They are not forgeries, and Sergeant St. Denis admits this.
We have to rely heavily on the information that we are provided with, and we are told, and it has been confirmed, that the bonds are valueless.
Yeah, but you've been told by the German government that they're valueless on the basis that the German government has chosen not to guarantee the bonds.
Yes.
In the meantime, you people are advising the media and advising the public.
Yes.
That anyone that has these bonds, and you're suggesting that they're swindlers.
Well, I'm not. I didn't say I'm suggesting they are swindlers.
Well, what are you suggesting?
I am suggesting that we have confirmation that the bonds are valueless.
From the German government.
From the German government.
But when I asked the sergeant why the German government feels the bonds are worthless, he couldn't give me an answer. When we return at 10:25, a man who has been charged by the RCMP tells us the German government says the bonds are worthless for the simple fact they don't want to pay them off. He suggests the Germans have lied and the greatest robbery in history never happened. I'm Dana Lewis for Monitor 680.
Monitor.
Last hour, we told you the German government has to date refused to honor bonds worth billions of dollars issued in the 1920s. Those bonds sold in Germany and North America no doubt helped to fund the military buildup for World War II. Now the bonds have surfaced again, and the RCMP have charged several people who have them with fraud. 48-year-old Ron Stockdale, a former Brantford police officer, was arrested in 1977. His trial is scheduled to begin in the spring of next year. Stockdale told us he has billions of dollars of the bonds in his possession.
Why couldn't you cash them if you got these bonds? Or why couldn't these other people cash them if they had these bonds? These were bearer bonds.
Bearer?
You show up with a bond in your hand.
Yes.
You don't even have to have it signed in your name or anything.
Correct.
And it's supposed to be guaranteed by gold by the German government.
Correct.
Why couldn't you cash them?
Because the German government had taken the attitude that the bond is not payable unless it goes through the validation board, which means, and the cutting it very short but simple filing that everybody can understand it is that they say you fill in the validation papers and send the actual bond, not a copy, not a record, not a number, the actual bond to us in Germany, and we'll tell you if it's good or bad. Now, if you do that, now they've got the bond back in their possession. They destroy it, and you never hear from them again. They won't even answer your letter.
How do you know that?
I have done that.
You have sent a bond to this validation board?
I've sent lots of bonds.
The Germans contend the bonds were stolen from their vaults in Berlin by the Russians. Mr. Stockdale says it's a lie.
Are you suggesting some sort of international conspiracy?
I'm suggesting, and I said it in a courtroom, and I'm willing to say it anywhere, the German government stole the money. And they paid a lot of people to keep this thing quiet. This is a major lie that's been told for 30 years. Now, I'm incensed to the fact that we fought two wars. The First World War was planned war. The Second World War was a planned war. Them bonds were sold in the United States of America. Our own money went to build war machinery to fight and kill our own people.
And Stockdale will try and prove the greatest robbery in history was, in fact, the greatest lie in history.
Don't make deals. I got incensed about this thing. This thing has hurt my family, but this is a lie. The Germans have lied for 30 years.
What do you mean lied? Are you suggesting that they never meant to pay these bonds off?
There was a plan from day one that these bonds would never be paid, from the first day they were ever sold on the stock market.
You're going to have to prove that when you come to trial in the spring.
And I can prove it. There's records in the congressional records in the state of Washington that'll prove everything I say.
Ron Stockdale comes to trial next March. I'm Dana Lewis for Monitor 680.